This is JIS News. Coming up, NHF supports medical research, National Human Trafficking Reporter appointed, and Maxfield Park Children's Home gets musical instruments. Details after this message.
April 1? Have mercy. That means I have little time left. I have to go today.
April 1? Why the mad rush?
I want to renew my private letterbox and it must do April 1. By the way, why don't you apply for one?
What's it good for?
Well, you can get your mail anytime you want. Night, day, public holiday, after post office lock, and if you write me, only you, me, and my letterbox know.
So, it expensive?
No man, it very affordable.
Alright. Come and make sure we have a private letterbox from Jamaica Post.
Jamaica Post also offers private letterbox rentals for housing developments and business complexes. Get yours today. Call 1-888-JAMPOST for more information.
Now the news. The National Health Fund, NHF, has provided a $3.5 million grant to the University of the West Indies, Mona, for medical research. The funds will support work currently being carried out under five medical research projects at the UWI. A sum of $10 million will go towards a study being undertaken by the Tropical Medicine Research Institute to decrease preventable childhood mortality due to sickle cell disease. In addition, the Natural Products Institute will get $14.5 million to fund two studies on cancer treatment and prevention and anti-cancer screens through the use of local natural products. And the Department of Microbiology will receive $10.9 million to finance two research projects aimed at improving the productive health of Jamaicans through point-of-care diagnosis, drug resistance testing, and molecular epidemiology, as well as antibiotic resistance. In the meantime, Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says the formulation of a research agenda has been identified as one of the priority areas of the Minister of Health for the 2015-2016 fiscal year. He says the re-established Essential National Health Research Committee will guide the development of this agenda through several partnerships.
Research in health will also guide the path that we wish to take towards better health outcomes for people and sustainable development for our country. Health policies and practices must be grounded in the best scientific knowledge. And that is why the establishment of a research agenda has been identified.
Dr. Ferguson was speaking at a symbolic check handing over ceremony for the NHF grant in Kingston on Tuesday. Wards at the Maxfield Park Children's Home now have access to musical instruments and equipment thanks to the Minister of Youth and Culture's Art for Life program. Speaking at the handing over ceremony Tuesday, Portfolio Minister Lisa Hanna said the provision is in keeping with the ministry's mandate to ensure children in state care participate in extracurricular activities.
We want every child that is in a children's home in Jamaica that we have responsibility for or a place of safety to have extracurricular activities in terms of music, dance, drama, sport, and certainly mentorship so that we can build very rounded children going back into the society and going back into the country.
Referencing the healing power of music, Ms. Hanna says the ministry will be moving to implement the Art for Life program in other children's homes as well as the child protective sector. She's expressing thanks to those involved in the development and implementation of the program as well as the Culture, Health, Art, Sport and Education Chase Fund for the donation of the musical equipment. And children's advocate Diane Gordon-Harrison has been appointed Jamaica's National Reporter on Trafficking in Persons. In a release issued Tuesday, the Minister of National Security said the appointment makes Jamaica the first Caribbean nation to embrace this approach. The ministry adds that the government is confident that the independence attached to the children's advocate by virtue of statute, coupled with the fact that the children's advocate already has a direct reporting channel to the Houses of Parliament, makes the appointment suitable. As the national reporter, Mrs. Gordon-Harrison will be responsible for investigating, monitoring, and making recommendations to address human rights issues. One of her primary functions will also be to create a more objective reporting system on the issue of trafficking in the country. In addition, she will have the authority to conduct independent examinations and investigations of reports of alleged instances of human trafficking and provide an analytical overview of trafficking in an annual report to the government. The appointment is among several measures being implemented by government to combat and eliminate all forms of human trafficking. That was the JIS News. I'm Aroya Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.